A town in New Jersey has implemented a new rule that if you argue with a Little League umpire, you'll need to ump three games before you're allowed to come back as a spectator.
Nice. Yes. There you go. This is going to do it.
Is it?
I think so. Must be some hilarious video. Other ones who aren't so good at it.
No, no one's going to actually do it because they can't just let them come on the field not knowing the rule book.
Oh, I don't know. It sounds like they're going to do it. It's Jersey.
Well, that's the problem. Do you want these people who are, they can't even be spectators.
Right.
You want them umping a game?
I think the hilarity there is going to be how bad they are at it, and someone's going to film it, and there's been some great highlight reels.
Okay, so the kids, all the practice, all the work, none of that matters. Now it becomes a game.
They're young. They'll get over it. They'll get over it. Trust me, I was disappointed a lot when I was a kid, too.
Yeah.
And as an adult,
suck it up, kids.
And as an adult today,
all that practice doesn't matter.
It builds character.
We have to teach adults how to be adults.
Right, so you're witness to it.
All right, so what is this guy here? The town implemented the rule after two umpires left the league because of this problem.
They're coming here. They're being abused. They don't need that, so they're walking away. You're not allowed to come onto our complex until you complete three umpire assignments. Once you do that, then we'll let you come back.
But if the parents are going to be sitting there yelling the whole entire game, they might as well use that energy, like, out on the field.
No.
So she has quite a bit of energy.
That's not the solution.
He said umpire assignments.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Games.
Yeah. Assignment, I caught that too.
Yeah.
That could mean, yeah, you're going to school to learn how difficult it is to do this.
Okay. Yep.
I think it's an excuse for the umpire to throw 80 miles an hour at these parents. They're going to wear protective gear, but he's going to, you know, he's the one like, all right, ball or strike.
Right.
Is there any town or is there anyone listening who has figured this out, like what to do with these parents? 90% of them are fine.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's an accurate number, but, you know.
I was going to say, I don't even know if it's that high anymore.
I say most are, you know, they're just there to watch their kids, to root the team on.
And, right. They have
and
to.
And then there's the others.
The knuckleheads.
And look, the umpire's an easy target, right? Because, like, both sides could be upset with the umpire. And, like, there's no rule against that.
Mm.
You could be vocal, but you got to remember who's on the field. It's kids.
Yeah. But the whole umpire thing has been going on since the dawn of time. I mean, how many times you hear, kill the umpire, has been said for years.
And the umpire does have the authority to throw fans out of games.
Right.
You're not allowed to sit in the stands if the umpire throws you out. There's nothing enforcing that, but what winds up happening is whichever side you're on, now they forfeit the game. So now these kids are losing a game they can't even compete in because somebody just won't behave.
I think you should duct tape the parent to one of those plastic tables that you set up at like a picnic or whatever.
Okay. Or a Bills game.
Right.
Or a Bills game.
Or a bench.
And just leave one arm free so they could take sips of their beverage and text.
They can't pee, though.
That's fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Check it.
For the whole game. We're just duct taping you to this table.
You use that container, I guess.
Chaz and AJ. Hello. Amy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, who's this?
Hey guys, I'm actually a varsity umpire.
Oh,
and I've been doing this about 10 years, and I was actually just talking to a coach last night about this whole thing of what's going on in New Jersey. I don't think they'll actually execute on that, but the idea and the thought of it is fantastic.
Okay.
But it is a problem. There's a lot of sites not varsity. So in summer ball, it's really bad. Because if you have a tournament, let's say, you can have a coach that you throw out of a game and they have a doubleheader or a triple header, they can actually come back the next game and you have that same guy on the field.
Oh.
So it really is a problem. And a lot of times the coach is a parent.
Right.
Which adds like a whole nother level of this thing. But it is a problem. I saw it in Little League a couple weeks ago because it's just the little guys that are playing right now and then varsity and stuff.
Yeah.
But the Little League parents are the worst because they don't know the rules. And they'll see a catcher, let's say, catch a ball, and it's literally like pounding the dirt in front of the catcher, but the catcher's sitting 5 feet away from the plate because he's afraid.
Yeah.
And so the parents just see it, and they're like, whoa, where was that? And, you know, and the ball crosses the plate at the right place, and the parents don't know the rules. I actually, really quick, funny story. I had a parent ask me the rule on a infield fly, which is a fairly simple rule. And so the mom was like, what's an infield fly? So I explained it to her. And she's like, so it's divine intervention. And I'm like, no, it's this. And she's like, oh, no, no, it's divine intervention. I'm like, yep, sure, let's go with that.
Right. Okay, if it works for you.
Whatever works for you, yes, exactly right. Makes you happy.
Yeah, and it's just like the parents don't know the rules. Some of the coaches don't know the rules. But the parents get mouthy because I can go up to a bunch of parents and say, hey, good morning, or it's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, everybody, and everybody loves you. And 90% of baseball games can be officiated by your grandmother. You're there as an umpire for the two calls that you need to make. Like, it could be a bang-bang play on the bases or, like, you know, a controversial strike three in a high-pressure situation. And those are the calls where 50% of that ballpark are going to love you and 50% are going to hate you.
No matter what you do.
No matter what you do. And there's a small percentage of people that will, like, follow you to your car. So the way you do as an umpire is there's three teams on a field. You've got Team A and Team B and then the umpiring crew, which usually are two, maybe three-man crews. So they're like, walk into the park together. You walk out of the winning dugout because the losing dugout's always pissed, right? And you walk out together and you park next to each other just in case, like, something weird happens. And stuff happens all the time, guys.
And keep your bat handy. Isn't it a bad look to walk out of the winning dugout? Because it's almost like, yeah, well, we got our money. Now we can go home.
Right.
Yeah. And they tell us.
It looks like, yeah, of course you called it for them.
Right.
Look where you're coming out of right now.
Exactly. You should have an envelope in
your hand. You're friends with them. What was that, your niece over there?
You should take an envelope and put it in your pocket.
I keep a list in my car of, like, the dumb things parents say that you'll hear them say, like, your eye on the ball. You know, get your hands up. Well, like, no kidding.
Right? Hey.
And these kids, like, a lot of them are terrified. And then you get to the high school level, some of these kids pipe the ball pretty good. I'd say your average high school pitcher probably throws, like, 78 to 82. And when you're sitting there 2 feet away from that and your catcher misses it and you take a straight shot off the mast, like, it hurts. That doesn't feel good.
And a hell of a sound, too. Bing.
No, it's a tough job behind the plate.
It's a ping. Your ears ring. And the parents are like, yeah, hey, great pitch. And you're almost like you're seeing stars, you know?
So, right. You ever have a ball caught in your mask?
That'd be funny.
Where it, like, wedges in there?
Yeah.
Like a bird in a car grill?
No, yeah. I've seen it, though. But my mask is too narrow, like, so my bars are smaller. But I've actually seen it. You know, you get weird things. Like, if there's a spot in your gear that's open, like, you have
the ball will find
your pads where it's just not padded.
Yeah.
Ball will find it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, can I?
Some guys are walking out of there talking pretty high pitched.
Right.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.